Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 17th of April. As I have had occasionally had to point out, US Federal Reserve Chair Powell is not an economist. There's nothing absolutely wrong in that. Many people are not economists. The world would undoubtedly be a better place if there were more economists in it, but until that happy day arrives, we must expect that not everyone can have an economist's insight. However, the costs of having a central bank head who is not an economist were on display yesterday. Powell made remarks suggesting that inflation was taking longer than expected to return to a 2% target. The harmonized measure of US inflation is 2.4% year over year. The personal consumer expenditure deflator is 2.5%. The core personal consumer expenditure deflator is 2.8. Any economist knows having a 2% inflation target means having a target range of 1 to 3%, because economic data is never really precise. Had Powell an economist's training and focus on detail, they might have said that the fictitious price owner's equivalent rent is taking longer than expected to reach 2%. That is true. An even more serious consequence of Powell's lack of economic training is the Powell Fed's absence of a medium-term framework or narrative for how the economy works. Markets are left with the mantra of data dependency, which is not great when economic data has become progressively less reliable in real time. There's no real understanding of how Powell thinks policy is going to impact the economy. Higher interest rates for longer are unlikely to change owners' equivalent rent for the better. Indeed, they may very well make it worse. Durable goods prices have been in deflation for a long time, and wage growth is slowing more than expected. The relationship between those trends and policy interest rates would be worth exploring. This lack of a framework increases financial market volatility because there's nothing but unreliable data to guide expectations. There is a growing risk that Powell is more concerned with the political appearance of policy, which would explain why consumer price inflation has assumed more importance under the Powell Fed, and less with achieving a suitable policy position for the medium term. In the United Kingdom, consumer price inflation slowed across most measures for March, though slightly less than had been anticipated. Food prices helped to slow inflation, although the two-tier pricing system of supermarkets means that food price inflation is probably still overstated in the consumer price inflation calculation, as selective price discounts are not factored in. The big decline in headline consumer price inflation in the UK should come through in the April data, released next month, of course, as the UK's peculiar energy price policy resets a range of home energy prices. Final March Euro consumer price inflation data is scheduled for release today, but this is a non-event as the number almost never differs from the flash estimate. There are a range of central bank events today. Leading the list is the US Federal Reserve's Beige Book, containing what is politely referred to as economic anecdote. This can be useful, especially at a time when there is increasing regional divergence in economic performance, but the highly politically polarized world of the United States at the moment does raise questions about the motives behind some of the anecdotes. With gatherings taking place in Washington, D.C., Bank of England Governor Bailey, who is an economist, and ECB President Lagarde, who most definitely is not an economist, are scheduled to speak. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.